College basketball has changed a lot over the last several years. College basketball isn't even the same game it was even 5, 10 years ago. You don't have players like Tyler Hansbrough coming back and becoming university legends and getting their numbers retired at their universities. You don't have teams like 2006 and 2007 University of Florida, where you can win a national championship, all of your guys can be not just draft eligible, but draft worthy, and then you'll have a whole starting lineup of players come back. This happened a lot in the 90s as well. The larger-than-life personalities in coaching, they're getting less and less as we go on. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the forgotten rivalry in the ACC, and it depends on who you ask whether you can call it forgotten, and it depends on who you ask whether you can call it a rivalry. But Duke and Maryland, it was a heated rivalry to the point where a poll in Maryland ranked it the third best rivalry in the state behind the then Washington Redskins, the Commanders Cowboys rivalry, and the Ravens Commanders rivalry in 2003. So then Maryland leaves for the Big Ten, and the rivalry dies. 2014, the last time this game was played, and college basketball itself has changed a lot since then. But these teams, they didn't just meet a lot. They met in high-stakes environments. And of course, Duke being the premier, one of the preeminent programs in college basketball that it is, Duke leads the all-time series 114-63. And Duke won the last game in the series when Maryland was on a two-game win streak. And when you look back on this series, you see the games that Maryland won. Most of the time, they were upsets. Maryland's not ranked. Maryland's ranked in the low 20s. Duke is ranked in the top 5. Duke is ranked in the top 10, number 1, 5, 4, 2. And Duke rattles off a lot of wins in a row, and then Maryland pulls one out. And these two teams met in the Final Four as well. And Maryland thought, the Terrapins thought they had the game in the bag. Duke down 22 points in 2001. And Shane Battier's Duke Blue Devils come roaring back to win the game 95-84. It was to the point where the Maryland fans were ruthless with the Duke Blue Devils when they would visit Maryland, whether at Cole Fieldhouse or the Xfinity Center. Maryland fans would chant F Duke during their Zombie Nation chant before games. And J.J. Redick, it seems J.J. Redick was on the other end of horrible heckles across the nation when he was playing at Duke, one of the most hated players. And it's that way with a lot of guys who come out of Duke. Grayson Allen was hated. Christian Laettner was hated. And J.J. Redick was just the latest to be hated. But Maryland fans, especially gave it to J.J. And J.J. Redick himself said it was pretty heated during his first couple of years at Duke. They would talk back and forth. So when we talk about the Duke-UNC rivalries, we talk about some of the most heated and hotly contested rivalries in the sport. Indiana, Purdue. It's easy to forget about the ones we don't see anymore, like Duke and Maryland. High stakes competitions, high stakes finishes, and straight vitriol, hatred. And it doesn't necessarily feel that way for Duke Blue Devils fans. A lot of them view their only rival as the University of North Carolina. And Duke fans will camp out in Krzyzewskiville for weeks before the game to get general admission tickets. But it's definitely was different on the other side for Maryland Terrapins fans.